Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Russian sanctions. My guide is Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution. We go immediately to the thing itself, Russian oil, and the Trump administration's entertaining an idea to tax Russian oil $20 a barrel. But the challenge is, how do you collect it? Michael, there is a way to collect this. Please explain.
Well, there are now four proposals floating, two from President Trump, one from economists Glenn Hubbard and Catherine Wolfram published a brilliant article in the New York Times, and now there is another proposal in the United States Senate and the United States House, signed already, co-signed by 50 senators, to impose a 500% tariff on the countries that are buying Russian oil. If they impose this tariff, of course, this means that it's prohibitive. Those countries will not be able to sell in the United States, so they will not buy Russian oil. But then that's dangerous because oil prices will go up. President Trump made two proposals, very vague, very kind of generic, very general. One is to ban Russian oil for countries that are buying it, to propose sanctions that all countries that are buying Russian oil will be cut off from the United States market, and banks which process payments of those countries will be cut off from the United States banking system. This is not realistic because the major buyers are China, India, and Turkey. And the trade with China is very important for the United States. The trade with China is 2024 was $582 billion. You cannot close that trade. Lots of goods come to the United States. Trade with India is $130 billion. So generally, the second proposal is more realistic by President Trump, is to impose 25% to 50% tariff on the goods that those countries sell, those countries that buy Russian oil. That's serious. But first, again, it will affect the American consumer because they will have to pay for more expensive goods from China and India and Turkey. Chinese goods are important in the United States. And only after that, the buyers, China, India, and Turkey, will have to reduce their sales for the United States, they will suffer. Then they will demand discount from Russian oil producers. That's a slow process. But the real brilliant proposal is from the economists Glenn Hubbard and Catherine Wolfram. Glenn Hubbard was chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors during the Bush 43, George W. Bush administration. That's a very serious proposal, and it is realistic because what they propose is very simple. Countries that are buying Russian oil will have to monitor so that $20 per barrel, the seller, which means Russia, Russian oil companies, will have to pay as a tax to the United States Treasury. If Russia refuses, and probably it will refuse, then the buyers will have to collect $20 per barrel from this oil and pay it to the United States Treasury. So it's a sales tax on Russian oil, as a sales tax that is paid to the United States as a matter of sanctions, but Russia is paying directly or indirectly, or the buyers collect. What happens is very simple. China, India, and others, they will pay, because they are concerned about trade with the United States, they will pay this tax, but they will demand the discount from Russian sellers. So effectively, Russia will pay one way or another. Directly or indirectly, Russia will pay $20 per barrel. And if it pays $20 per barrel, it is better than the price cap. It's very easy to enforce because it is enforced as at the point of sale. Not some shadow fleet you're chasing all over the oceans. You find it in India, you find it in China, you find it in Turkey, you find it everywhere it sells. They pay, they collect from Russia. Russia sells oil at discount and loses $50 billion a year for its budget. So it's a very effective measure.
More anxiety in Moscow. For Russia's economy, writes the Wall Street Journal, peace poses a threat. The country's economic growth depends on the war in Ukraine. Michael, what happens when the war stops? Does everybody lose their job?
When the war stops, it is a transition. They will have to find again. First, they created the war economy, and they assembled and mobilized all the resources for military production. Lots of them will not be necessary. And there is another interesting detail, that because of the sanctions, because of the geopolitical situation, Russian weapons export to the world is declining. And Russia is losing several billion dollars a year. It's a major weapons exporter. Now all this business goes to the United States. So Russia will have to remodel its economy and find another employment, so temporarily there will be unemployment. And, of course, it will be easier for the Russian budget not to finance military production, but they will have to compensate for social services.
The concern I have right now is the interest rates. We've been watching the central bank moderate them for some time. Have they lost control of interest rates?
In a sense, they lost control of interest rates because the central bank, under political pressure, keeps interest rates at 21%. They wanted to increase to 23%. Now they're saying they may later in 2025. But the problem is that it is a policy rate. It is the rate of the central bank. It is not the real rate in the economy. And now for businesses, because of the credit control and a lot of budget deficit and needs to finance, to sell government bonds, real interest rate in the economy for businesses is 39.6%. It's a prohibitive rate. And now for the first 3 months of 2025, industrial production is stagnating.
And with interest rates climbing, that means mortgage rates climbing, that means everybody's at sea. So let's turn to the third issue that's possibly going to pressure Mr. Putin to make a deal sooner than he wants, the budget. We've talked about their budget being unpaid for. Everything you've said, the oil, the interest rates, the loss of jobs, that means the budget doesn't exist anymore, correct? They're empty.
No, the budget is in big trouble because in the first 2 months, we don't have the data for March yet, but in the first 2 months of 2025, they already have 1.3% of the annual GDP, their budget deficit, which if you annualize, if it continues the same way, you will have 8.1% of budget deficit, 8.1% of GDP. And how they will finance it? Maybe they will find more resources during the year, but generally the budget is in big trouble, which means that they have to borrow from the banks and there is less money, crowd out investment in the economy.
So Mr. Putin has never been under this pressure before. Is that correct? For 2 years, 3 years, he's not had to face this sort of adjustment. Was this always available, Michael, the oil?
$20. Well, the problems accumulate. Remember, in Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, Mike Campbell explains how he went bankrupt. He says, gradually and then suddenly. So it's gradual, and eventually the moment of truth comes, and they have to reckon with it.
And right now, is there a way out? Can you see them finding some workaround if we go ahead and charge $20 a barrel?
Well, if we charge $20 a barrel, they will go bankrupt.
Michael Bernstam for the Hoover Institution, a very straightforward way to bring Mr. Putin to the negotiating table. Or he won't be able to afford a table at all. Michael Bernstam, the Hoover Institution.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you, because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.